Hi, this is Bob Braun. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
Welcome to Radio Anaphylaxis. I'm David Lewis, and you're listening to WAIF. WAIF FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF FM, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views. Thanks for listening to WAIF FM, Cincinnati. Hello, and welcome to Radio Anaphylaxis. Today's special program is going to deal with the history of local Cincinnati records, and I stress the word records. I know it reads in the radio highlight section that I'm dealing with local Cincinnati music, but that's a term that's a little too general. These are records that were released in the Cincinnati area, roughly between the late 1940s, and I think I'm going to cut off in the some point in the early 70s. I'm not exactly sure yet. But what we're going to hear is a selection of records from the Cincinnati area. You are tuned to Radio Anaphylaxis. We're going to open with a performer whom I would say is probably the greatest female voice to be found on primarily on local Cincinnati records. This is a lady whose contribution to country music I think is vastly underrated. Perhaps she suffers in this area from a bit of overexposure, having appeared on television here for so long and so often. She was never unwelcome. We just saw so much of her, we didn't appreciate how good she was. Certainly, her work in the early to mid-50s was influential, particularly on later country singers such as Tammy Wynette. You all are probably guessing who this lady is. We're going to give the first shot here on the local Cincinnati Records program to the inimitable Bonnie Lou.
Come on and dance the Texas polka. I wanna hear the fiddle play. Step in and join the happy folks. It's time to whirl your cares away. Come on and dance the Texas polka. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Just check it first as you come in, and then the music will begin, and we will dance the Texas polka. You'll find a world that is complete the day you finally plant your feet upon the soil of dear old Texas. You'll never think of working hard. There's lots of oil in the backyard of every house that stands in Texas. You'll find a place in our fair state with lots of space, and it's all great from Tanna High to San Antone. I know an Indian made would he come to Texas if he could, and just to do the Texas polka. There's a cowboy in your arms down in the Lone Star State of Texas. And if it's April, May, or June, the cock won't crow until it's noon. We all sleep late way out in Texas. There's cactus growing in the stand, and there's a blowing wheel brand that makes you glad to pay your taxes. So when you find the life is strange, just hop a bus or take a train, and soon you'll do the Texas polka. Come on and dance the Texas polka. I wanna hear the fiddle play. Step in and join the happy folks. It's time to whirl your cares away. Come on and dance the Texas polka. Now you see all have a. You can't forget the neon lights, the prairie stars are up the night. They come to watch the Texas.
And that was Bonnie Lou with Texas Polka, which was recorded about 1953. One thing that I'd like to make clear on this program before we go any further is that the condition of some of these records is not absolutely perfect. And the point of fact is that they're rare and they're just hard to find, and when you find one, you're generally happy that you found it, and you're not terribly worried about, you know, what type of shape that it's in. If don't think it's static over your radio, these are historical recordings, and there's always a little bit of noise when you dig that far into the past for a recording, unless you have access to the originals, which I do not, working on my low budget. So nonetheless, I'm sure that none of you are terribly worried about that. So, what I'm going to move on now is to another artist. That was a King record, by the way, and this was another artist from the King record label, which, of course, was founded by Sid Nathan about 1944, and went on to become the major independent in its field in doing hillbilly and rhythm and blues records. It was contemporaneous with Atlantic Records and other independents, which have gone on to be massive conglomerates. King never quite made it there, but I'm kind of glad that it didn't, that it stayed a major independent up until the late 1960s. And I would say that the greatest single male artist whose output is largely found on Cincinnati Records, in fact, two-thirds of this familiar voice is output can be found on Cincinnati Recordings. He began recording for King in 1955 and went on to become not only a great star and a great performer, but a national institution. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present the inimitable James Brown and the Famous Flames from a Cincinnati record made in 1958 that I think you'll all recognize.
Please, 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 please.
That's when I love get real tight. I don't wanna be wrong. No, they tell me you gotta be right. Just hold me in your arms. That's where I belong. In your arms, that's where I belong. Hey, I said love is a minute. It brings in the wee hours of the night. That's when I love it real tight. Be wrong. No, they tell me you gotta be we
And I decided I couldn't resist the temptation to go for yet another track by Mr. Brown. That was In the Wee Wee Hours, and incidentally, that is not live at all. During the late 50s, early 60s, to kind of point up the excitement that could be had at a live James Brown performance, King began to add screaming to some of his studio records, which became kind of a trademark sound for the records of that period. And before that, I got the wrong date on the earlier piece. That was actually recorded way back in 56, and it was originally issued on a King subsidiary, Federal Records. But both those tracks were recorded in Cincinnati. We're going to continue now. I should take this time to point out that you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3, your community alternative, and we're going to be tuning in to some records on the Fraternity label. Fraternity started in the 1950s, and it exists today under the leadership of its primary producer, Shad O'Shea. And what we're going to hear are a bunch of Fraternity records that were made mostly between 1957 and 63 or thereabouts. And you will find some tunes on these that sound slightly familiar, some that do not. But these are records on the Fraternity label, another Cincinnati classic. And if you have the poster for this show, you can see a reproduction of the beautiful Fraternity label, which is actually in the Xerox. It's black and white, but it's blue usually, or red in the case of some of the 45s. And that is a really nice label design, and they've managed to keep it nice over the years, although they've changed it from time to time. Today, the Fraternity label generally bears a four-color photo of the Cincinnati skyline behind the logo. It's particularly nice. We're going to open with what I think is a tremendous rock and roll song. This was a big hit for Bill Parsons back in 1957. It's a tune called The All-American Boy, and I think all you have to do is listen to the lyrics and you can determine who the All-American Boy might have been.
Gather around, Pat, and I'll tell you a story about how to become an All-American Boy. Buy your guitar and put it in tune. You be rocking and rolling soon. Impressing the girls, picking hot licks, and all that jazz. I bought me a guitar a year ago, learned how to play in a day or so, and all around town it was well understood that I was knocking them out like Johnny B. Goode. Hot licks, showing off, number one. Did I practice all day and up into the night? My papa's hair was turning white, 'cause he didn't like rock and roll. He said, you can stay, boy, but that's gotta go. He's a square. He just didn't dig me at all. So I took my guitar, picks and all, bid farewell to my poor Paul. Split from Memphis, where they say all them swinging cats are having a ball. Session. Hot licks and all. They dig me. I'm rocking and bopping and I'm getting the breaks. The girls all said that I had what it takes. When up stepped a man with a big cigar, he said, come here, cat, I'm gonna make you a star. I put you on bandstand, buy you a Cadillac, sign you, kid. I signed my name and became a star, having a ball with my guitar, driving a big long Cadillac, fighting the girls off in the back. They just kept coming, screaming, yeah, like it. So I take my guitar with a great big grin, and the money just kept on pouring in. But then one day my Uncle Sam, he says, here I am. Uncle Sam needs you, boy. I'm gonna cut your hair off. Take this rifle, kid. Give me that guitar. Yeah.
Come be my true love, live
This is an instrumental called Fountain Square. Thank you.
popping around, baby. You know you gotta hold on me. I'm just a popping around, baby. Why can't you see? Every time I call you on the telephone, some fella always tells me that you're not at home. I'm just a popping around, baby. You know you gotta hold on me. I'm just a popping around, baby. Why can't you see? Every time I go out on a Saturday night, I see you with some fella kind of makes me want to fight. I'm just a slopping around, baby. You know you gotta hold on me. I'm just a slopping around, baby. Why can't you see? Well, someday, baby, your mistake you'll see, and you'll come running on back to me. But I'm here to tell you, don't waste your time, 'cause now I'm busted and I ain't got a dime. I'm just a sloppin' around, baby. You know you gotta hold on me.
Ceiling and my head's on the floor. Something blew straight into both of my eyes, but I am wise. It's moondust. Thought at first it happened because of how things are. Could have been a fallout from a fallen star. Or something in orbit sailing through the skies, but I'm wise. It's moondust. Happened to me like that. Didn't have time to scat. Stole a kiss from you when the moon was high. And ever since I've been a real gone guy. Guess I'll have to like it, cause it's here to stay. Wouldn't want to have it any other way. And the same thing will happen to a million other guys till they're wise. Show, this gal comes along, sits down alongside of me, man, she was like, I haven't even introduced this gal to my mother yet, man, I think I'm in trouble. Beware, be careful, nothing ever works so fast, for I knew a thing. I was picking out a ring, and my whole darn future had done gone past. But I'm getting so I like it, cause it's here to stay. Wouldn't want to have it any other way. And the same thing will happen to a million other guys till they're wise about moon dust.
Yeah, we just heard one of my all-time favorite local records. That was Eddie Bennett and the Bellow Larks from the Ruth Lyons Our Best to You LP. And that was Moondust. And boy, that's a great song. That, in my opinion, is Ruth's, by far Ruth's best song. However, what we're going to do is we're going to run down. We started off with a bunch of fraternity records, starting with The All-American Boy by Bill Parsons. And that was a national hit. And then we heard a tune written and directed by Ed Lubunsky, who is sort of a forgotten hero of Cincinnati music. He was a staff songwriter and producer for Fraternity in the 60s. And among his many classic records, he produced a tremendous disc called Go Go Radio Moscow in 1966. Later in his career, he was a very skilled and talented songwriter, and he was going to work with Lonnie Mack, writing tunes for him. Unfortunately, the collaboration was very short-lived when Ed Lubunsky was killed in a car accident about 71 or 72. But that was his song, All Around This Heart, as performed by Jerry Adams, and the tune was produced, written, and conceived by Ed Lubunsky. Actually, that's the B-side of a song that did manage to become somewhat of a hit, called Ivory Tower. You never hear it on oldie shows, though, but I like the All Around This Heart side better. What Cincinnati record show would be complete without an appearance with Bob Braun? That tune was recorded about 62 or 63. That was Come Be My True Love, which was the B-side of the hit song off that record, which was Sweet Violets. I like Come Be My True Love better as well. As, you know, just personal preference. And then we heard Hey Da Da Da. I like any song that contains the syllables da da in the title. Hey Da 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 by the Dolphins, and that was a song written by another fraternity staff writer, Carl Edmondson, And I think that Edmondson probably was one of the singers in the Dolphins. Carl Edmondson's records have a certain distinctive sound as well. And then we heard Fountain Square by Bert Farber and his orchestra and chorus. Of course, Bert Farber has been a musician and band leader in Cincinnati for many, many years. He is still active today. Hopping Around by a group called the Minutemen, apparently no relation to the group on SST, the LA punk group. The Minutemen may have been the same Minutemen who eventually became signed to a major label, United Artists, in the 60s, but I'm not sure. Carl Edmondson was responsible for that tune as well. And then we heard an old King track from the late 40s, probably. I Get the Blues in the Springtime by the York Brothers. And that's a really strange tune with all the weird kind of whistling in the background. But it's, I really like it. I sometimes play it for friends who are interested in psychedelics. And then we heard Moondust, which, of course, wrapped up this particular set. You are tuned to Radio Anaphylaxis,